It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 24, 2014. Today is the birthday of a Kentucky original, Alban William Barclay, a lawyer and politician closely identified with Paducah, who served in both houses of Congress and was the 35th Vice President of the United States from 1949 to 1953. Born in Graves County in far western Kentucky in 1877, he was the child of tenant farmers who grew tobacco and was born in his grandparents' big log house. His grandmother, Amanda, was the local midwife, and she brought him into the world on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Young Barclay attended a Methodist college in Clinton, where he worked as a janitor to meet expenses. He excelled in debate and earned a bachelor's degree in 1897. Next, he was off to Emory University in Georgia, but finances were a problem, and he was forced to return home. Not long afterward, his family moved to Paducah. There, he worked as a clerk in the law office of Charles K. Wheeler, who was also the congressman for the district. Access to Wheeler's law library allowed him to continue his education. A short time afterward, he clerked for John K. Hendrick, who guided his study, and in 1901, Alban Barclay was admitted to the bar. He would continue his legal education at the University of Virginia. Lawyering gave him entry into local politics, and he took to it. In 1905, he was elected county attorney. He was chosen county judge in 1909 and U.S. representative from Kentucky's 1st District in 1912. As a congressman, he was a liberal Democrat and supported President Woodrow Wilson's New Freedom domestic agenda and foreign policy. In 1926, he won a seat in the Senate, defeating a Republican incumbent. Barclay supported FDR's New Deal programs and became Senate Majority Leader in 1937. During his 1938 reelection bid, he held off a challenge from Governor Happy Chandler, and when World War II focused President Franklin Roosevelt's attention on foreign affairs, Barclay gained influence over the administration's domestic agenda. Roosevelt's death in 1945 brought Harry Truman, Barclay's former Senate colleague, to the presidency. The two were close, and Truman selected him as his running mate for the 1948 election, and the Democratic ticket scored an upset victory. When Truman announced that he would not seek re-election in 1952, Barclay began organizing a presidential campaign. But labor leaders refused to endorse him because of his age, and he withdrew from the race. He retired, but was coaxed back into public life, defeating incumbent Republican Senator John Sherman Cooper in 1954. His victory made him a freshman senator again with no seniority. When a colleague offered the former majority leader his own front row desk, Barclay declined and took his place at the back. He alluded to the exchange while giving a speech at Washington and Lee University on April 30, 1956. Paraphrasing Psalm 84, verse 10, he said, "I'm glad to sit on the back row, for I would rather be a servant in the house of the Lord than to sit in the seats of the mighty." Those were his last words. Seconds later, he collapsed and died of a heart attack. The old orator from Paducah, the master of the beautiful phrase, the word picture, and the apt anecdote, was silent at last. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for November 24th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.